Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Vayera Shlishi, the third Aliyah in Parshas Vayera. This Aliyah deals with the angels in Sodom coming to visit Lot. Our Aliyah is 20 Pesukim long, running from Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Chav. Let's do a quick summary of our Aliyah, and then we'll follow that up with some points to ponder. The first thing we notice is over here is that the Melachim that who have left Avraham, the two Melachim, one to save Lot and one to destroy Sodom, have now left, and they are coming in the evening to Sodom. Lot is sitting by the gate of the city, and he sees them, and he comes to meet them, and he gets up to meet them, and he prostrates himself to them, and he says, "You should really come to my house, and you can come, and you can stay, you can wash your feet, and you can go in the morning early." And they said, no, thank you, we'll stay in the street. He says, no, you really shouldn't stay in the street. This is obviously a symptom of the type of society that he's living in. And they take a side route to his house. People are sensitive to having guests here, as the Mefarshim explain. And he makes them the necessary, the matzos, and he bakes them, he gets everything ready. And before they are about to go to sleep, the people of Sodom notice that there are guests, and they surround the house from young to old. Everybody comes to the house. They're obviously upset that there's been guests in their city. It seems to be against public policy. And they say, "Please bring out your guests so we may sodomize them. This is obviously the word sodomize comes from the word Sodom, and it comes from this context here. So Lot comes out and he locks the door behind him. He says, "Look, don't do this, please. These are my guests. They've come here. I need to protect them." And he makes a terrible, terrible offer. He offers to bring out his daughters. And instead of his guests, the type of morality that he's displaying here is very questionable. But they turn to each other and they say, "Look, this person comes to dwell here and he now judges us. We're going to do worse to him." And they try to reach him, but the guests, the angels, pull him into the house and they smite the people outside the house with blindness. They can't really find the entrance. And they have a very quick conversation with Lot and saying, "Listen, whoever else is here with you, take them right now. Your children, your daughters, your sons-in-law, take them. And because we're about to destroy this entire place, we've been sent to destroy it. Let's get going." So Lot goes and he speaks to his sons-in-law, who laugh at him. They think it's a joke. And in the morning, Lot is going. He's being pushed out of the town. The Malachim are taking him, his two remaining daughters, and his wife. They're running, and they tell him, "Leave the city array. Don't turn back. Go out." As they are going, they're running, and he asks that he's very scared that perhaps he's going to be captured in this, and so he turns to them and he asks to go to a city which is a small city, which is Tzoar, and that is what happens. That's what ends up happening. He goes to Tzoar. So this is what happens over here, and we have this description of the imminent destruction of Sodom, which is about to happen. Let's take a few points to ponder to understand what's really going on. First point to ponder is, why is Lot sitting by the gate over here? So it's interesting, the Rashi says it's because that's the place where judges would sit. Judges would sit at the gate of the city. It would be a sign of nobility. That's where people would bring their cases to plea in front of the judges. So Lot has clearly ascended in the ranks of society. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs has a very interesting point to make over here, and that is, this is the first overt expression of anti-Semitism, where people reject the outsider. What is interesting here is that here you have Lot, who comes from the outside. He brings obviously a lot of wealth with him. He goes into society. He ascends and succeeds in society to one of the leadership roles in this area. He becomes a judge. And when they feel uncomfortable by the morals that he proposes to them, they turn and they say the following words: "Vayamru, hayachod bolagur vayishvoit shofoit. He came first as a foreigner, and now he's judging us. Aton or alacha mehem, we're going to do worse to you." This is the perennial situation of the Jew, as they go from diaspora to diaspora, trying just so hard to be part of the society around them. And that society so often turns around and says, "Wait a second, now you come and you're trying to take over, now you're trying to render judgment on us?" Very, very difficult. And the situation of the Jew. Another point to ponder is an interesting idea, and that is a parallel to be made between this whole episode here in our Aliyah and Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exile of Mitzrayim. you think Yetzias Mitzrayim, does this really have anything to do with it? The answer is actually yes. We hear that he makes for his guests matzois. Now you say, well, matzois can mean any kind of cracker, so what's the proof? And that Rashi says no, because it was Pesach. If you remember, the herald of the news that Sarah was going to have a child was in a year's time. That's when Yitzchak is going to be born, on Pesach, in fact. So it turns out there are more parallels. This is an idea which Rabbi David Silber points out in his Agarat Tzei Ulamad, and he says a very interesting thing, and that is that there are a number of parallels between this whole episode of Lot and his guests and Yitzchak and the Jews and the Hebrew nation in Egypt. First, we hear in terms of the destination when Lot chooses Sodom. The reason why he chooses Sodom, as we saw in Parshas Lech Lecha, was because he remembers, he sees Sodom is like Kagan Hashem ke Eretz Mitzrayim. It is like the garden of God, like Egypt was in those days. That's why he chooses it in the first place. He's thinking about Egypt. He's thinking about the type of fertility of having a river nearby. Avram has left Egypt. Lot is really returning to Egypt. Another point we hear over here is the cries of the helpless. When it comes to Sodom, Hashem says just in the last aliyah, Hashem says, I'm going to go and I'm going to investigate. This is an anthropomorphism, that Hashem's going to find out what's really going on if you have all the terrible things that are going on. Well, in Shmoyes Perek Beis, we hear about HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to hear and I'm going to see the cries of the nation of Israel and see what's really going on. Vayar Hashem es b'nei Yisrael v'yeida Elokim. Hashem knows. He wants to hear na'akosom v'yizkores brisoi. He wants to hear what the injustice which is coming towards him. There's also another parallel, and that's the hate of the foreigner, the xenophobia. We see that when it comes to these people in Sodom, they are not appreciative of guests and not even those who are foreigners who become part of their society, like Lot. Similarly, we see in Shmos that's one of the theories, the conspiracy theories that the Egyptians raise, is that, you know, we have this nation, they're going to be a fifth column and they're going to join our enemies. It's the same libel is appearing over here as well. Another aspect of it here is the lack of appreciation. Here you have Lot, who really, in a certain sense, is the reason why Sodom is still succeeding. Avraham saves the king of Sodom. So Avraham, his nephew, is now here in the city, and this is the way they're treating him. It's a complete rejecting of the past and context and history, and that's the same thing. Yosef was this leader in Egypt, and he saved the entire economy, made it a world dominion and power. And a generation or two later, they've forgotten who he is. V'akom melech chadash haMitzrayim. Similarly, we also hear about the mashchis and the protection of the house. In the whole episode of Lot, we hear how the house is the only safe place. Every outside is struck by a plague of blindness. They can't find the door. And similarly, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we hear about how there's going to be the blood which is on the lintel, and anything outside of the house is going to be mashkes, is going to be destruction. Similar kind of model. Another aspect you see over here is also the rush to leave. We see that the angels tell that a lot that there's no time to be had. He has to get out right now, right away. Similarly, when it comes to Bnei Yisrael, we hear about the fact that the bread turned into matzah was because there was this chipazon, there was this hurry, that nobody could wait. Very many similarities. Similarly, also even the destruction of Sodom is described, as we're going to see, about this raining of gofres, samelach, sulfur, and ash, and fire, all these terrible things happening. We see very similar things when it describes the plague of Barod. The plague of Barod is described, it was fire raining down from heaven, a lot of miracles done. So what do we make of this? So there are many things that can be made from this, but Rabbi Silber argues is that Lot himself is not quite the Avraham. He doesn't run out to greet his guests. He gets up to greet them. He doesn't offer them a full meal like Avraham. He makes it himself, you know, but it wasn't this like elaborate five-course meal. And also, he doesn't involve his family in the hospitality experience. It's just him who's doing it. In fact, his wife, according to the Mefarshim, based on the Medrash, is more of a deterrence. She tells the neighbors. That's how people get wind of this. And really, this really represents his connection. He's in a certain sense the matzah. He's this half-baked person. He's like Avram, but he's not really like Avram. He's kind of there, but he's not quite there. And that, in a certain sense, is what happens. His offer to throw out his own daughters indicates that as much as he's like Avram to save his guests and protect his guests, he's also, there's a corruption. Why would he throw out, what kind of immoral argument is that to throw out one's own family into the mob? he's like Avram, but he's also assimilated into the values of the place around him as well. That's really what happened to Israel as well in Egypt. Perhaps this is a commentary on Israel being in Egypt, in Egyptian society. Yes, they were distinct, but they were also very much part of Egypt. You know, when Moshe goes out to see his brethren, he sees two incidents. One is an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, but the next is a Hebrew beating a Hebrew. The Hebrews aren't doing so well themselves. They aren't so much different to their hosts, the Egyptians. And that's part of the tragedy which is being understood, and perhaps what this whole episode of Lot is describing as well. With this, we close the third Aliyah, and in the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.